Preceville, the Crossroads Credit Union announced the recipients of financial support during the hashtag Credit Union Day on October 19. During the week, Co-op Week was also celebrated in cooperatives such as Crossroads. Coffee and cake were served on October 19, celebrating 75 years at Preceville, Kenora and Wadena locations. Patrons had the opportunity to enter their name for one of four Co-op $75 gift cards. We want to make our communities a better place for the people in Crossroads Country by supporting community development and helping our communities continue to flourish. We are small enough to care and big enough to make a difference, stated the Crossroads Credit Union website. For our 2023 Crossroads Community Investment Fund allocation, we asked our members to nominate a community group or nonprofit organization raising funds for a project or program that impacts Crossroads Country for a chance to receive funding. The Whitehawk Arts Council received $1,500 toward supporting their initiative of bringing professional live performing arts to the local communities of Preceville and Sturgis. The Whitehawk Arts Council is bringing three live performances to the communities of Preceville and Sturgis. The ticket prices are affordable, and those who attend experience top-notch talent, whether singing or instrumental music. The performances include various types of music, including classical, country, rock from the 50s and 60s and folk. Something for everyone. The Preceville Community Legion Hall received $2,500 towards their goal of installing air conditioning. The Community Legion Hall Committee is raising money to upgrade the hall. There are many projects, but at this time, they are raising money to install air conditioning in the hall, which will benefit all the community members and groups who utilize this important community facility. The Preceville Senior Pats hockey team scored $2,500 through the SIF fund. The Preceville Senior Pats hockey team is returning after 14 years, bringing people together and uniting people from all different backgrounds and communities. Whether it be just the thought of cheering for the local team or being at the rink and sharing the excitement, the shared passion for the sport builds connections. The sport stimulates local economies by bringing new shoppers to the community supporting the local businesses. The Preceville Nordic Ski Club received $2,500 towards their ski program. The club's purpose is to promote healthy activity and athletic guidance to all ages through cross-country skiing in a safe, supportive environment and promotes a healthy community through maintaining outdoor trails and facilities. The trail system is beautiful and an absolute gem for the community. The Preceville Nursery School received $3,000 towards their education program. The Preceville Nursery School is a program for 3- and 4-year-old children. It provides them with the skills and education they need to prepare for their future school education through play, crafts, exploration, and learning. The preschool learning environment is important to children's development. The Sturgis Arena received $5,000 towards upgrades to their facility. The arena provides an important outlet for youth in the community and surrounding area. The arena allows skaters to meet their full potential and develop and practice their skills, whether it be for figure skating or hockey. The community enjoys the annual ice show, which has been a traditional event at the arena for many years and local hockey events. The Sturgis Archery Club received $2,500 towards purchasing 3D targets for their archery program. The Sturgis Archery Club is bringing the Canbow 3D program for youth to the club. The club currently runs the Junior Olympic Archery program and is branching out to 3D and needs to purchase 3D targets to start the program. The Canbow program is a Canada Archery-administered program for youth archers. It is designed to help young archers improve their skills in archery on a general level. Other communities across the region that received funds from the Crossroads Community Investment Fund were the Kenora Golf Course, $5,000, the Kenora Cobras Senior Hockey Team, $2,500, Kenora Nursery School, $3,000, Kenora Ag Society, $2,500, Assiniboine River Archery Club, $2,000, Wadena Park Lodge in Wadena, $1,500, Buchanan Community Center, $5,000, North Shore Recreation, $3,330, The Margot Community Hall, $2,500, Invermay Ag Society, $2,500, Invermay Minor Ball, $2,500, Wadena Composite Shoal, $3,000, and the Buchanan Club 50, $2,000.